888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, my name is Lee Anderson from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Lee.
Hi.
From where, Oklahoma?
Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Oh, yes. Tulsa.
Yeah.
Like in 24 hours from.
Yeah, probably. I've never made the drive, but I would assume so.
No, it's a famous song. I was 24 hours from Tulsa.
Oh, well, I've never heard it.
No, you're too young.
Yeah, probably.
I guess so.
Yeah, you have to be at least like 71.
Well, it's about 50 years on me then. So.
Yeah.
What's up, Lee?
It was a Dvorak song, I think.
I have a Toyota 4Runner that 6 months ago I decided I was going to be a liberated feminist and try to change my own oil. And I read the manual that reads like Japanese stereo instructions and thought I could figure it out, made the attempt. Got my car, took it for a test drive. I had a friend in the car and decided to smoke. And my friend assured me that was probably just because I had overfilled the compartment and the oil was just burning off, I guess, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And after driving for a while, I was still smoking. I decided
when did the fire start?
Yeah, exactly. After about 5 minutes, I decided that I didn't want to wait for the fire, so I pulled into the nearest mechanic. And after about 5 minutes, he came out laughing and told me that I had actually drained the transmission fluid.
Oh.
And filled that with oil, and I still had dirty oil in the other compartment. So about $150 later, which would have cost me $27 at a quick lube, the problem was fixed.
Solved.
They
flushed
it a few times. But ever since then, it, especially when I'm going uphill, from first to second gear, it won't catch very well. It goes all the way up to 5 RPMs.
So what did... You drained out the transmission fluid instead of the oil, and then
she drained the automatic transmission.
Yeah,
fluid.
Where did you add the new oil
to the automatic transmission fluid compartment?
Oh, you did?
How'd
you know enough to do that?
How'd you do that? I mean, that's not easy. That's not easy to do. That's why I'm questioning it.
Well, I just poured it in.
Do you feel liberated now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, $150 later.
You liberated
of her money.
Yeah. The guy brought five of his friends out just to see this ridiculous maneuver I tried to pull.
Okay, so you actually poured 5 quarts of oil into your transmission.
I don't think it only took like 3 quarts, and I thought was odd. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You had never added oil to this thing, so you didn't know where to put the oil.
No, I had no idea.
Whatever possessed you.
I'm in medical school, and I decided if I could do medical school, I should be able to change my oil.
What field of medicine are you pursuing?
Well, I'm actually just a first year, so I haven't decided yet, but hopefully nothing that has to do with systematic parts.
No,
nothing that has to do with fluids.
Yeah, stick with
exactly.
Dermatology.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, anyway, here's the deal. You added a lubricant to a system that doesn't really have a lubricant. I mean, the transmission oil is a lubricant of sorts, but it's not anywhere on the scale
of
lubricity that motor oil is.
Lubricity. We both pulled that word out. Wow.
So you, while I'm sure they got a lot of it out, the reason that it's slipping now, or you have what's called a delayed shift, is that the oil that's still in there is wreaking havoc on the clutches and the bands and all the other pieces.
And they didn't really get it all out because it's not easy to do that.
Did they just drain it out or did they hook a machine up to it?
They hooked a machine up to
it. Oh, they did?
Yeah, they said they had to flush it 3 times and they told me to put it into all the gears.
Oh, well.
They didn't do it enough.
Okay.
Either that or you're done for. And I'm going to vote for you're done for.
No, I'm not. I'm going to say you go back and they flush it 3 more times.
Okay.
And
yeah, but for another 85 cents, you can have a rebuilt transmission put in. I mean,
oh, yeah.
This is going to run into money.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I would go back. I would take Tommy's advice.
Okay.
What was I thinking? Somebody hit me. and have them do it again, you know, several times. And if that doesn't fix it, then you're done.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the advice.
Aren't you sweet?
But at least I tried.
Well, at least you tried. I mean, I don't know where you got the instructions, but evidently you read the instructions somewhere for changing the transmission.
Do they?
Yeah, so if you ever need to know how to do that, come find me.
Do they? So when you, do you have instruction books in medical school?
Yes, but they read a little bit more clearly than this Toyota manual.
Oh,
so.
They do.
And you got this out of the owner's manual?
Well, just to find the compartment.
Oh, yeah. So the rest of it you intuited.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Didn't do a good
job. You ought to be a great doctor.
Well, thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, good
See
luck,
you, Lee.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
I think a transmission for that's going to be about...